be right now. Cause I can't get much longer. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya.
Welcome back. It's the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln. New week. How was your weekend? Watch some football. Watch some basketball. Nebraska ball had a morning game on Saturday. Opening Big Ten play. Never really fun to open Big Ten play on the road, especially when it's in a place at Indiana. And it went exactly how well games up there go. We lost by 13, 68 to 55. And if you watch this one, you saw Nebraska jump out to another early lead, kind of just like the NC State game, although it wasn't early. Nebraska had themselves a 14-point lead in that game. Of course, they blew it and went to four overtimes and ended up losing the game. Same thing happened in this Indiana game on Saturday. Nebraska jumped out to at least a 10-point lead. It was early on, though, and that's always kind of a scary thing, you know, because the odds are against you for keeping that 10-point lead for the rest of that game in Indiana's house. By the way, thinking back to that win Tim Miles had in Indiana, that was unbelievable. But Nebraska loses by 13. Looking at the stat line, it's kind of disappointing. I mean, Bryce ends with 8. You have Verge ending with 15. You know, Mayan, who's a guy who is your 3-point man, like, there's really nothing else Lat is on the floor to do on the offensive side besides shoot the ball. We've seen him try and get inside. It's not his game. He's not, you know, he's not strong enough to work down there, especially in the Big Ten and the guys they got down low. So Lat really is out there to make threes. He only shot 2. He missed him. He ended with 2 points. Tominaga, kind of the same thing. 1 for 5 from 3. He ended with 5 points. I mean, those are two guys right there. When we talk about the 3-ball having to be hit, I mean, that's the offense, right? Is hitting the 3. If we're hitting our 3s, what are they, like, we're going to win every game if we're hitting our 3s. It's not happening. It didn't happen on Saturday. The two guys that you need to be hitting were not. Tominaga and Mayan combining for 7 points. And missing 1 for 7 total from the 3. We shot 5 for 22 from the 3 throughout the entire game. Only 5 threes. It's simple. We know what this team has to do to win. 2 things. Pass the ball. Move without the ball. Ball movement. Okay, that's the first thing. And then the 3s, obviously. But those are 2 very cheesy things to say about a team that's doing bad. If a team is doing bad, those are the 2 very easy things to go to. But I think it's accurate with this Nebraska ball team. I mean, how many times did we see the one-on-one game actually happen in this Indiana game? Quite often, and that's why things didn't quite work out. When this team is grooving, their offense is working, and they're moving the ball. They're getting it down low to Walker, and we're cutting, and we're finding that cutter. That's what the offense looks like, moving the ball around, getting it to the open guy. When you have Verge and McGowan's trying to do the one-on-one thing, it screws everything up. I'm not putting down these kids because they're good. I've been defending Verge this entire season. When he is scoring, it's because nobody else is. Nobody's moving. He can't get the ball to someone. So why do you think he is, you know, putting up some bad shots every now and then? Yes, he's forcing it, but nobody else is doing anything because they're not moving. They're not getting open. Now, arguably, yes, nobody scored because he's not getting the ball. You could make that argument, but still, I'll make my same argument that nobody's hitting. I mean, you want to keep feeding a guy who's not hitting? That's what sucks. Wilcher, you know, he's a guy who really also is here to really shoot threes. He went 1 for 4. 24 minutes played. Webster, same thing. He comes in and he puts up the shots. Now, it's interesting who Hoiberg likes shooting, because it seems like Hoiberg has no problem with Kobe coming in and just putting up tons of threes. If he had a problem with it, Kobe would not be on the floor as much as he is. Obviously, Tominaga, you're fine with. I'm fine with shooting everything. I don't know how Coach feels about that. Kelsey Kisai was in the starting lineup on Saturday, but it's funny who, you know, has the permission to kind of shoot whenever. It seems like Webster kind of has that permission. You know, Verge, it seems like he doesn't. even though we heard that he's kind of working on that three-point shot. But things just did not go well. You'd need Bryce to have double digits. You need Alonzo to have more than three assists. You need, you argue, 15 points is fine for Verge. And you got to have your three-point guys hitting. I wouldn't even say rebounding was an issue, even though you could see instances throughout the game it was. It was simple. It was a three ball and the passing. Hooks and I have talked about it several times. That's the recipe for this team. At least, 16 to 17 team assists. You got to get that three ball hitting. We've seen what this team can do, and when everything is clicking, their offense looks good. But recently, it hasn't looked good at all. And it just gets harder after this. You host Michigan, tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and they are back in the top 25. They're I don't know if they ever left the top 25, but they're 24th, so they are right there on the edge. And we got them tomorrow night at 6 p.m. here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's going to be a tough game, obviously, and considering who Michigan has lost to so far, I mean, they're 5-3. They cannot afford to lose to this Nebraska team on the road. They can't do it. So that's why I'm not putting much faith into this game tomorrow night. Michigan's a good team. We can't forget this. Yes, they've lost to a North Carolina team who, isn't bad. They're not fantastic. I think they're a good team. We saw Michigan lose by at least 15 to North Carolina. Michigan, they've also had a really tough schedule. They played some really tough teams. So, and again, this is a game that Michigan cannot lose. Michigan's a good team. Michigan will probably come in here and give us their best shot because they are pissed. I never like playing a pissed off good team, and that's exactly what we're going to get tomorrow night. Reminder that Chris Schmidt with Hail Varsity Radio, he will be live down at the Single Barrel pregame for Nebraska-Michigan. Stop by, grab a drink, say hi to Schmitty, and then head to the game. Again, Schmitty will have a pregame for that tomorrow night. I'm Will Wilson with you until 11 o'clock today. So Nebraska on a little bit of a streak, a losing streak, that is, and things don't really get easier. You got Auburn, who is also a nationally ranked team. They're 21st. We play them on the 11th, and then K-State after that here in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's on the 19th. So kind of a brutal stretch. Going to have to figure it out. I mean, if I don't know how long until you kind of change things in the offense. I don't know where that point is, how many losses it takes to change things up. Maybe Hoiberg is very committed to this offense. He knows it could work. So there's just a few guys that, have to think about their role, what that role looks like, and what they have to do to kind of get things moving on that offensive side, get that ball rolling around. I know it's, like I said, it seems cheesy, but that's the recipe for this team. So Nebraska tomorrow has Michigan. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. The coaching carousel is heating up again. This time we have a change at Oregon and a change at Miami, and Oklahoma found their head coach. That's next.